Nolte, Media Abandon American Hostages in Afghanistan to Protect Biden. By John Nolte on September 9, 2021. There are hundreds of Americans and thousands of our Afghan partners stranded in the terrorist hellhole of Afghanistan. And to protect His Fraudulency Joe Biden, the media are already abandoning them. ABC and CBS nightly newscasts once again skip covering Americans trapped in Afghanistan, reports Fox News. Mainstream news networks ABC and CBS once again skipped covering how Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan during their Wednesday nightly news reports, opting to exclude the plight of those most affected by the Biden administration's broken promise to evacuate all U.S. citizens before withdrawing all remaining military personnel from the war-torn country. According to Grabian transcripts, and first reported by Newsbusters, ABC chose to report on what would happen to the Afghan refugees who had already been evacuated but made no mention of the Americans left in the country, while CBS failed to mention Afghanistan at all during their report. And you can bet that's deliberate. What better way to protect Biden from his unforgivable fiasco than to ignore the horrifying fallout of human life? In a sane world, one where sociopaths did not run the establishment media, the fate of our fellow Americans would right now be an all-consuming news story until each and every one was safely home. Back in the 1970s, and even though Jimmy Carter was a Democrat president, the media were still sane, and the Iranian hostage crisis consumed everything, as it should have. For 444 days, more than 50 Americans were held hostage by the Iranian regime, and the media refused to forsake them. Refused to allow the American people or the Carter White House to move on. Well, take a look at today's news cycle. Hundreds and hundreds of our fellow citizens were abandoned by the White House and are stuck in a theocratic hell because the same Joe Biden who promised to stay until everyone came home didn't. And the media would have you believe the Afghanistan crisis is already over. Without any pressure from the media, the White House is refusing to even tell us how many Americans are being held hostage in Afghanistan. A group of 26 Republican senators asked for that accounting, and the White House ignored the request. Well, why would the White House comply when there's no media pressure demanding they comply? The media do not care how many Americans are stuck in Afghanistan because the media know that if they start caring, the Democrats might lose the House and Senate in 2022. If Biden were a Republican president, Americans held hostage day 18, or whatever the number was, would be an all-consuming narrative. We would know the names of the hostages, their families would be all over television telling their harrowing stories. The White House would be under unrelenting pressure to solve the crisis, and any attempt by the White House to distract with horseshit like this would be exposed as exactly that. And let's not forget that the Afghan hostage crisis is far worse than the Iran hostage crisis. Yes, Jimmy Carter made a ton of mistakes, but Joe Biden removed our troops before he safely evacuated our people, which is a decision so deranged and cruel you can hardly believe it actually happened. Further, Carter did not hand our enemies tens of billions of dollars in Operation U.S. war equipment. The sad fact about our evil media is this. If every American in Afghanistan has to die to protect Joe Biden and the left's hold on power, the media will let them die. And sadly, this is a case where the media, if they chose, could actually do some good to ensure the White House was doing everything to get our people and allies safely home. But they are not doing that, and they are not going to do that because the midterm elections are more important to the media than human life. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.